Hello, and welcome to the Toncast. I am your host, Gustav Sobieski, and I'd like to welcome a very special guest. We've been trying to get him on the show for quite some time, and it's quite a coup for us. It's Todd Robert Anderson. Welcome, Todd.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me, Gustav. It's an honor.
I'm very thrilled to have you here. As you know, the Toncast is a travel-oriented podcast.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about all things travel, all things movement in machines. And so I'm interested to have you on the show because, you know, you are a working actor.
Yes.
And as such, you travel often for your jobs.
I have to, yes, yes.
I'd just like to start off by getting a kind of a sense of what's it like to have your travel arrangements made by a production company?
It takes a lot of the stress out of traveling,
yes,
actually.
Yes, I imagine.
They do everything for me. And because of union regulations, they have to fly me first class.
Which is nice.
And put me up in the best available hotels.
Ooh, that's okay. So tell us about first class.
First class is wonderful. You have lots of leg room, and the seats are very wide. So and you get free movies, and then they bring you food, like hot food.
Like the hot food is very nice.
Yeah, on American Airlines, which I just their first class is not the greatest, really. It's essentially what coach was in the 80s, but now it's first class. But they bring you free drinks, you know? Like I had Bloody Marys.
Oh.
And then they bring you warm nuts in a dish.
Oh, they warm nut dish.
Warm nuts. Which is one of those things, every time I have warm nuts on a plane, I'm like, it's a good idea, warm nuts.
Yeah.
And I never do it at home.
Yeah.
I never microwave the nuts.
Now, they don't give peanuts anymore, though, on planes, do they?
No. There's no peanuts.
Yeah.
But there's lots of other nuts.
Like almonds, perhaps?
There are almonds.
Yes.
There are macadamians.
Excellent.
There are cashews.
Oh, cashews are delightful.
There are pistachios.
Pistachios.
All warm.
Now, in first class, do you still have to shell your own pistachios?
No. They come in the mixed nuts. They're shelled.
Already shelled.
Yeah, yeah, they're already shelled.
Wow,
and warm. They're warm.
Warm shelled pistachios.
Warm. Very good.
It's
very
amazing.
Good. And then they bring you food, like hot food after you have your hot nuts.
Yeah.
They'll bring you. The thing is, here's the thing, is they have two choices. But if they, in like on one leg of the trip, they asked me first. I was like in the front,
yeah,
the very front,
yeah,
row.
Well, you're also a very important,
very important
client. Yeah. So, yeah.
But then on the other leg of the trip, they started at the back of first class and moved forward.
Interesting.
So when they get to me, it's either you can either have the shrimp salad or nothing. And I'm like, I don't want the shrimp salad. I want the chicken. They
right.
gave the chicken away to all the other assholes in first class.
Yeah. So, and is that usually when you cause a scene?
That's when I get upset.
Yeah.
That's when I get upset.
Well, because it's odd, because you think first class, they should at least have chicken, enough chicken for everyone.
There should be enough chicken for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's first class.
Yeah.
The other thing that happens is you wind up sitting next to like really rich people who fly first class all the time.
Yes.
And they can tell when you're a scrapper
when you're
actor.
Not one of them.
Yeah, they know. But I did talk to one guy who was really...
Maybe there's something you could do to, mask that. You know, like in The Walking Dead when they cover themselves with entrails so that zombies don't detect them.
Yeah. Well, what did I do? Like just cover myself in more expensive clothing?
Yeah, or money. Maybe get like just like a stack of bills and just
cover myself
tape them
in
to
money.
Yourself. Yeah.
That's a good idea. I talked to one guy who was a CBS marketing executive.
Oh.
He was interesting.
Yeah.
I like talking to that guy. He was nice. He told me all about what he did because I said, hey, so take me through the day of a marketing executive. What do you do? He's like, well, it's always different. He was on his way to New York to do some, because I guess CBS has got football now or something.
I don't know.
Or some sport they got. And he's doing promos with the CBS TV stars. Like he was going to do a promo for the sport.
Hey, here's our sports on CBS.
Yeah. And he was going to do it with Tom Selleck.
Oh.
I was like, oh, Tom Selleck. He was Magnum. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, is he in person? Is he more like Magnum or that boring guy on Blue Bloods? I didn't put it that way. I was being polite. But he said he's actually more like Blue Bloods these days. He's not the goofy, silly Tom Selleck of Magnum times. He's gotten paternal and serious.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I like Magnum.
Yeah.
I don't like paternal serious. Like, as I don't want him getting any more serious than, like, Runaway.
His mustache these days does seem far less whimsical.
It is. It's a less whimsical mustache.
Yeah.
It's a little sad. It's a little sad. I miss the Magnum Selleck. But anyway, yeah, I talked to him. But then on the way back from Florida, I was in Florida.
Yeah.
On the way back, I talked to a lady who didn't fly first class. Very often. She was from Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of in, you're more in the same, you know.
Right. Boat. She used like points and.
Oh, to upgrade.
To upgrade. Yeah. So like her first class ticket cost her like $200 or something like that. But she was fun. I liked her. She was really nice and funny. But it was interesting because she, works for the oil industry. And her husband's like a welder.
Oh, really?
Like a hard. This is like hard. He's a hardcore blue collar dude.
But that kind of like heavy duty welding. That's you can make a pretty good living doing that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But he works.
But it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. You can't get insured.
You know what? Was really good is if you're like an underwater welder.
Oh yeah.
That's highly dangerous.
Yeah.
But also quite lucrative.
I asked her about that actually.
Yeah.
I said, does he work out, you know, on the rigs and and he doesn't because it's just too much. Cause I mean, he works apparently, you know, like 6 days a week.
Ugh.
Really long hours. So he doesn't get to see his fam that much.
Yeah.
And that sounds
awful.
Awful.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, too, because I just watched a movie in the hotel room called Out of the Furnace, and Christian Bale plays a welder.
A welder. Nice.
So it was like, it was simpatico.
Life coming full circle. And,
yeah. But, and she, you know, she's a nice lady, works for the oil thing, but, like, clearly a Republican, thinks global warming is hogwash.
Yeah.
Which is funny, you know. We got in a nice, you know, a friendly debate about that. It's always nice to talk to people and realize who have different viewpoints as you, and realize, well, they're not like monsters.
Yeah,
they just, you know, don't believe in science. But I liked her. She was nice. Yeah. So yeah, that's first class. I had a beef salad one time.
Beef salad. What all goes into that besides beef?
Well, it's just like a salad with beef on top of it. The same thing as the shrimp salad, but it had
just
beef.
Just beef. Okay.
The thing is though, because it was there's a connecting flight in Dallas on both ways, and the flights were like 2.5-3 hours apiece. And they gave me food on both of them.
So you got like two meals.
I was like eating like a hobbit. I'm having second lunch. And the rich people would say, nah, I just had a meal on the last thing. So, you know, keep your food. And I was like,
but you're like, but I don't know. I'm going to eat this well again.
I'm full and I should eat more food.
Yeah. And can I also have the food that the rich people have rejected?
Yeah, I will take the rejected food stuffs as well as the food stuffs that were allotted for me.
Now, here's an interesting thing I've always wanted to know. In first class, because you know, when you work, you fly first class frequently.
Yes, sure, yes.
So, you know, when you have to travel outside of the city. How often do people from business and coach try and use the first class bathroom?
Occasionally. It didn't happen too much on the flights I was just on. On one of the flights I was on, the first class bathroom was out of order.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, well, I think Liam Neeson killed somebody in there. And then they jammed it closed so people wouldn't panic. So the first class people had to go piss and coach.
Oh, like commoners.
Yeah, well, yeah. Although I think what would happen is if they wouldn't go all the way to the back to the bathroom, they just go into coach and piss on the passengers.
And the nearest...
Right. I think they should have piss boys, you know, like in that Mel Brooks movie.
Oh, so you don't have to leave your seat.
Yeah, they just bring the bucket. And you pee in the bucket.
That might be like a new thing they can, like, ultra first class.
Yeah. Piss boys.
Yeah, and that's where you had the, you don't even have to leave your seat.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah. And you get, like, there should be a massage. You should get a massage.
Yeah.
That's what they should have, is, like, massage tables in first class, so you get massages. I bet they have that on, like, Virgin.
Yeah, that seems like more like a Virgin America kind of, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, hotels.
Hotels.
Yeah, and so you fly first class when you're working.
Yeah.
And then they also have to – it seems like also like it could very easily – like the expense they have to go to fly you first class and put you up in a nice hotel could sometimes probably exceed your actual fee for the working time.
It always does. It always does. When I look at the bills, you know, because I get the receipts – you know, for, you know...
Yeah, like around the itineraries, they'll tell you.
$1,500, you know, for, like, the first-class airplane seats, and then another $1,500 for the hotel.
Yeah.
I'm like, you could have just flown me coach and put me in a Motel 6 and just let me keep
Give
all
me
that
the
money.
Difference. Yeah.
But I asked once if that... could happen, and I was told no.
No, because the union contract is probably extremely specific and ironclad.
Well, yeah, and it's like for them, it's like there's tax purposes and all that. They're not giving me the money because then that's a whole.
Yeah, then it's a whole
tax deal.
Now, this is something that's important. Do you get the frequent flyer miles?
Yes, I can get.
I mean, you have to remember to put in your number.
Put in your number. I'll get the miles.
But
yeah.
So yeah, you gotta. That's important.
Yeah, it is important. You gotta remember that
because then you're just leaving miles on the table.
Yeah, you don't want to leave miles on the table,
and you know, it could come in handy.
Yeah, you never know when you're gonna need some miles.
What's the fanciest hotel that you've been put up in on a job?
Well, the one that I was just at was pretty fancy. It was called the Intercontinental or something like that in Tampa.
That sounds like maybe a hotel where some sort of like international spy thriller might take place.
Yeah, yeah. There wasn't any spies, but Miley Cyrus was there.
Oh, excellent.
Miley Cyrus was also staying at the hotel. So you know, if Miley Cyrus is at the hotel.
Yeah,
it's got to be a nice hotel,
classy.
She doesn't stay in shit boxes.
No, no.
That was fancy. But it was expensive. The thing about the fancy hotels is everything is more expensive. Like the restaurant there was really expensive.
Right, of course.
The bar was expensive. And then the in-room movies are more expensive than they would be at a lesser place. And they don't cover that.
You don't even get like a per diem for a hotel?
No, I get per diem. Yeah, I get per diem. But it does, you know, when you're ordering $18 pay-per-view movies...
Yeah, it eats your per diem up pretty quick.
Yeah, it does.
Imagine.
It you rip through your. I looked at the menu of adult films. I didn't order any but do they still do it? Because you know, back in the day, you'd order that and they cut out all the hardcore sex.
Oh,
you
know,
so you see the plot, and then they do the softcore version of the sex,
right?
Where you just see a guy's butt. Basically, the sex scenes are a guy's just thrusting buttock,
but just one buttock,
one buttock, and that's all you get. But I don't know. Maybe do they still do that?
I don't know because you know, when I travel, I have an iPad, so I tend to bring porn with me.
Oh, you bring the porn on
the
pad.
Yeah, it's like packing. You pack ahead of time.
Yeah, you pack the porn. And, that's so smart. That's smart.
So I haven't dealt with the in-room pornography in quite some time.
Yeah, I didn't want to order it because it was like $18.
Yeah.
And what if it's just a thrusting buttock?
A single thrusting buttock is hardly worth
$18. It's not worth it. This hotel had a nice lobby bar. Ooh. And they had fancy scotches.
That's nice. That's always
they
nice.
Had Lagavulin.
That's a good one.
I love Lagavulin. They had a bunch. They had like Oban and Lagavulin and Macallan 18 and lots of good
yeah,
stuff.
That's a nice little spread.
Yeah, and there were pretty ladies at the bar a lot of the time.
Always nice.
I like pretty ladies.
Yes, you do.
And they had a nice steakhouse. It was pricey.
So pricey, but
it was worth
good.
It. Because there's nothing worse than like because steakhouses tend to be pricey. But sometimes you get a steak and it's like, meh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah.
But this steak was quite good. It was quite
good. So it was expensive, but, you know, worth the dollars.
Yeah, it was
dollars.
Melted in the mouth. The only problem I had with it, because I was dining solo and I wanted some sides, you know?
Yeah.
And they sell them separately. But all the sides, like, they were giant.
They're meant for more than one person.
Right, right, right. And I was like, he was like, you know, they're large. And I was like, well, can you give me a smaller one? He's like, no. And I was like, well, don't you have like some kind of contingency plan for a lonely bastard who just wants to have a steak with some sides?
In a hotel, traveling in a hotel.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Think about it, fella. That's what I said. And he didn't.
It didn't go
he was a miserable guy. This waiter was not. He was so unhappy.
Which is interesting because you would think, like, working in like a fancier restaurant where the prices are higher, so then the tips are going to be also higher in theory.
Yeah,
you'd be a little happier about working there than, you know, like a Denny's.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. But he was not happy.
It's interesting.
He was a deeply unhappy waiter.
Well, you know, we don't know everything that was going on in his life.
He might have been having a bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But you got to leave that stuff at the door.
Well, it's a professional.
You got to be professional about this. Or just call in sick. Say, you know, if you're in that much of a funk, just say, look, I'm super depressed. I don't want to bring people steaks today.
Yeah, I can't handle giving people steaks.
Find someone to cover for me. That's what the manager's for. And then it wasn't near the beach. That was the problem I had with it.
So you're in Florida, but not near a beach.
Well, it was in driving.
I was in driving distance
of the beach,
but
they don't supply a car
right
for me. So like the only thing I could do was walk. There was a mall.
So you just walk around the mall?
I walked to the mall.
That doesn't sound very fun at all.
No, it wasn't. Because you know what? It turns out the malls in Tampa, exactly like the malls anywhere else.
Yeah, no, there's no difference.
There's no difference.
Yeah.
None. But I did get to experience the wealthy parts of Tampa.
Well, that's lucky.
Yeah. Really rich. Because I was shooting a commercial, and the commercial is being shot in a millionaire's house.
Oh.
It's a millionaire house. It's very fancy.
I would imagine.
And all the houses... It's like on a little island or something, like off of the...
Like, is it surrounded by gators?
Yeah, there's gators everywhere. Yeah, that's the thing about Tampa, is gators.
Yeah.
The hotel rooms come with gators.
You have to watch out, because they're either in the tub or in the closet.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, but it's cool, because I pretended I was Sonny Crockett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're just my gators.
They're my gators, yeah. They're my pet gator. Feed it some steak. My leftover steak. Yeah, it was good. It's a nice hotel.
Where's the furthest destination you've traveled for work? From your home in Los Angeles.
I guess I've traveled to DC and Toronto.
Oh, is DC so probably Toronto?
Toronto's probably the furthest. Yeah, Toronto.
Toronto sounds very exotic. Tell us about it.
Toronto is a city in Canada. It's kind of cold. Everyone there is very, very nice.
Yes.
The Canadians are very nice people.
Renowned politeness.
Toronto, I prefer Vancouver as a city because it's prettier. Toronto's more, has like more of that industrial kind of New York-y feel to it. A lot of nice, a lot of good restaurants in Toronto. I ate some really good food when I was there. I had a really good hamburger.
In Toronto?
Yeah, at this microbrewery.
Well, that's good because I always like to let our listeners know where they can get really good hamburgers, and Toronto.
Toronto. Great burgers.
Yeah.
Great burgers, friendly people. Yep. The hotel I stayed in was nice.
That's good.
Yeah. It was a nice hotel.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And the language barrier wasn't an issue?
No. I learned Canadian.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. So, on the plane, I was had one of those tapes.
Like a Rosetta Stone?
Yeah, Rosetta Stone Canada. Yeah. It was like I was one of the locals.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a really interesting and exciting trip.
It was an interesting and exciting trip.
Where is the least amount of distance you've had to fly for a job?
To fly?
Yeah. Because they have to put you on first class.
Well, you know, there's that's within a certain amount of miles.
Within a certain amount of miles, they can do coach.
I did a commercial at Mammoth Mountain.
Right, okay.
And because it was within this circumference, they drove me there in a van.
Oh, and they didn't have
and
to
it's
fly
a long drive. It's like an 8-hour drive.
Well, there's all... Really? And they drove you for 8 hours instead of just flying you? I guess because they really wanted to save money?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
And then one of the guys in the van... Because our travel days were just in a van. And the one of the actors was had a bit of a drinking problem, and we stopped at a rest stop, and I had some coffee, you know.
Yeah.
And he offers me like his coffee mug with a lid, and I was like, no, I have my own coffee, and he goes, oh, no, it's not coffee, and I said, well, what is it? And he goes, well, smell it, and I smelled it, and it was just like really rancid smelling booze, and I said, what is it? And he said, well, it's scotch and whiskey mixed together.
Oh. it's whiskey and whiskey.
It's whiskey and whiskey. It was a mixed
drink. I'll have a whiskey and whiskey.
it's one of those, the vans, it's not a nice van, it's one of those movie transport vans.
Yeah.
They're not comfortable. Especially the long distances.
Yeah, for 8 hours.
And you're bouncing
rattling,
around.
Yeah,
I'm like, how?
This is not first class.
This is not first class. And how can you drink yourself crazy in the morning in a van like this without feeling horribly sick? He was something else, that guy.
I imagine.
He was difficult on set as well.
Really?
As the day progressed.
It's odd that would work out that way.
Yeah. It's a good thing they had me. We were in a car. And they had decided to have me drive the car. And I was like, this is probably for the best.
A good call.
This is for the best. And we were driving on ice. It was ice. I had to do precision driving on an icy road. And at one point, they set the camera down on the ground because they wanted to get, like, the shot of...
Yeah, the low angle.
Of the car, like, screeching to a halt right in front of it. And they wanted me to get really close to the camera, but it was... literally a sheet of ice. This road was covered in ice. And so I would stop way too soon because I didn't want to run over the camera guy.
Yeah.
The camera and the camera
guy. And the guy. Oh, okay, yeah, so the guy's down there too.
Yeah, yeah. There's like a guy and then the focus puller and all these people, and I didn't want to kill everybody. So they became impatient with me. And I was like, well, you know what? Tough. But then they had on the walkie-talkie, the precision driver who wasn't driving was, like, telling me precisely when to stop, when to hit the brakes.
That still sounds immensely dangerous.
Oh, it was incredibly dangerous. Yeah. But I don't know, that they really wanted that shot.
Yeah.
I did not kill anybody, so there's that.
Have you ever been on a plane, like, in first class, where it's, you know, the plane is just, it's one of those smaller planes, so first class is just pointless?
Oh, you mean like a puddle jumper?
Yeah, more one of those, like...
I don't think they have first class on those.
I think, yeah, maybe just, maybe businessy or something at best.
Yeah,
but, yeah. There's that mid-range of plane size where they have, like a business or a first, but it's just a curtain.
It's the same seats,
and...
Yeah, it's nonsense.
Oh, hang on, we have to pause for a moment. This is my garage.
Oh, your garage is calling.
Hello? Yes. Good.
It's weird when you're doing a podcast and the host of the podcast takes a phone call and just leaves. It's weird. Yeah. I've never done a travel podcast before. It's really exciting. I'm tired, though. I didn't get enough sleep last night. I had two late nights in a row. I'm too old for that. I need to get my rest. I'm gonna go to bed early tonight. I don't feel well. I think I'm coming apart. Anyway, yeah. So the host is talking to his mechanic. I think his car needed a new starter or something. That can get expensive. I was lucky I brought my car in earlier this week for just an oil change and tune-up, and there was nothing wrong with it. It's an old car, too. It's a 2002 Honda Civic. Those are dependable automobiles. They stay with you for quite some time. I highly recommend them. Although I don't think I'd take a road trip in this car because, you know, it's too dicey. I've often thought about taking a road trip in like a RV. I'd like to rent an RV, take a road trip in an RV. But my sister told me that she tried that and the RV kept breaking down. And apparently with RV rentals, that's a common problem because RVs are not the most dependable vehicles that you can get. But I still kind of want to try that.
Very sorry about that.
All right, what's the verdict on
the car? Seems to be in good shape. They've replaced the battery cables, which is what they think the problem is. So mm-hmm. I'm going to pick it up, and we'll hope for the best.
All right, great. Well, congrats on that.
Yeah, so that's good. You can also just cut this out too. That's
I'm not going to cut anything out. All right, well. I don't produce these things.
Well, that's. Maybe it wasn't explained to you properly, but one of the ways our show works is that our guests are responsible for all post-production.
Oh. Nobody told me that.
So that's a detail.
That seems strange.
Check your paperwork. I think it's spelled out pretty clearly.
Oh, right. Yeah, I just kind of signed it without looking at it.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, I've done that.
And they're always surprised.
Yeah, I don't know why I can't learn that lesson to read the contracts.
Yeah.
I've signed away several children. Yeah. It's embarrassing is what it is.
What is in your experience, mm-hmm. what airline has the best first class?
I think currently Delta.
Really?
Yeah, because they have streaming movies.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, American just has the, TV that drops down, and you have to watch whatever they put on there. And
you can't choose?
No.
You don't have a library to choose from?
No, they don't. But Delta does. And Delta has, these crazy first class, reclining seats.
Oh.
They look like pods.
Pod seats.
Pod
seats. Oh, yeah. Those are nice.
Yeah.
Can they go flat so you can get a sleep in. So you get if you have like a cross country flight.
Yeah,
then
exactly.
You can get a nap in.
Yeah, you get to have a nice nap.
Naps are nice.
And then you can watch lots of movies that are not edited for content.
Yeah.
You know, they do like American. That was the frustrating thing about the American thing because they don't show movies unless the flight's longer than 3.5 hours. So all they had was fucking NBC shows.
Ugh.
It was like that thing with Jane Lynch in the Hollywood game night.
Oh, where the celebrities have a game night.
Yeah, and on both legs of the journey out to Florida, the same show played in both planes.
Oh, and that was all.
That was it. And then there are like lots of promos for NBC shows.
So is American have the worst first class? Or
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. I think as far as first class flights, they suck. American's not a very good airline. That's my feeling. Delta's stepped it up. They have nice first class. I mean, Virgin's got nice first class stuff too.
Virgin in general's got generally solid plane. I mean, they're a little too cutesy about their presentation, but that's fine.
Yeah, but one time it wasn't for business. I traveled back east, to visit the family,
yeah.
And I brought my family, my son and my wife, and we flew Virgin. We flew coach. But we flew Virgin because it's nicer.
Yeah, the coach in Virgin is fairly comfortable. It's not awful.
But what happened was, on the way back, the plane, we had to do emergency landing.
Really?
Because the plane, when it got up to 30,000 feet, they realized that the de-icing mechanism wasn't working.
Wow.
So we landed in Texas, and we're all night in fucking Texas because this plane was the first time it had ever flown.
It was a brand Virgin plane.
It was a Virgin plane.
Yeah.
And we had this kid, the son was 4 at the time. So he's up all night. We're stuck in this airport. They don't put us up in hotels. They're like, yeah, we're just getting another plane. But the new plane didn't show up until like 7 in the morning.
Wow.
And we landed there at like 10. So everybody, and then at one point, like, they brought pizza. Yeah, we're going to give you all Domino's pizza. That was...
To add insult to injury.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to give you this crappy pizza because we fucking didn't put our plane together right. Jesus Christ. I haven't flown Virgin since that because it pissed me off so much.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Well, and it's like, not to mention, it's like, really? Your plane doesn't work? And you figure this out when we're 30,000 feet in the air?
Yeah. And then you don't spring for a hotel for people to get some rest in before the new plane shows up?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's...
It was not a classy...
Not classy at all.
So I haven't flown Virgin since then.
For work, just in general work or just general travel, where's the furthest you've traveled?
Furthest I've traveled?
Yeah.
Ireland.
Excellent.
I went to Ireland. I liked it there.
Yeah. And where did you have, what did you, what airline did you fly to Ireland?
Aer Lingus.
Aer Lingus.
Aer Lingus. Yeah. Yeah, the Irish airline.
And how was Aer Lingus?
Aer Lingus is quite good.
Yeah.
It's a nice airline.
Yeah, I found like a lot of the European airlines are actually quite nice. I've flown KLM a lot, the Dutch airline.
Uh-huh.
Very nice planes. Very comfortable. Well maintained.
Mm-hmm.
Good snacks. International flights. Plenty of entertainment to choose from.
That's important.
Yeah, so it's nice.
Well, yeah, and now there's so many. That's why I was like, what's up with this American flight? Because there are, like JetBlue in coach, you can watch like all this different stuff, and American still just has the drop down, and you're stuck watching whatever crap
they
choose.
It's like old planes that they haven't upgraded the systems on.
Well, they should upgrade the goddamn system.
Well, yeah, I think that's
what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm in first class, and I expect to be treated like a first class citizen, not some peon.
Well, and you deserve it because you're in first class.
I'm in first class.
So, by definition.
Yeah, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. I'm in first class for a reason.
Yeah.
I am special, and I deserve special treatment.
Yeah, and yeah, and you expect to be treated accordingly.
Yeah, you can't half-ass this
and
ship.
And it's also, it's like, even if they don't want to retrofit, like, the planes, like, can't they get, like, iPads to everybody or something in first class?
Yeah.
That seems like a moderate expense that you could, you know, and then throw on a bunch of movies and, you know, at least something.
Yeah, exactly.
Make an effort.
An effort is all
effort,
I'm saying.
Please.
It's all I'm saying. Make an effort.
Because the people in first class deserve it.
I was listening to podcasts the whole time.
What?
Like a savage.
That's outrageous.
It's outrageous. I wanted to watch Delivery Man with Vince Vaughn or something.
Yeah, and you were unable to do
I was unable to watch Delivery Man with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, that's...
Or the Google thing that he did.
It seems...
I wanted to see Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, of course.
Because his movies are perfect for planes. They're plane movies. Because you can fall asleep and it doesn't matter.
Where is... if you had a choice where you could travel anywhere in the world... first class, of course.
Of course.
Where would you want to travel?
I want to go to Scotland.
Scotland.
You know why?
I have a guess.
What's your guess?
I'm guessing it's because that's where the scotch is.
Yes, that's where they make scotch. And I want to go there and tour the scotch distilleries.
That sounds like a great vacation.
My parents did that.
Oh, wow.
With their, like, travel group. They went to Scotland and they toured all around Scotland. Like,
going to all the distilleries. And, oh, that sounds wonderful.
Doesn't that sound nice?
That sounds pretty much like all I want to do.
It's heaven. It's heaven on earth. Yeah, I want to go. I want to do that.
Yeah, that seems like a good choice.
I'd also like to see New Zealand.
New Zealand looks very nice.
Yep.
That's where the hobbits
are. That's where I want to go. I want to catch a hobbit.
Well, I don't think that's legal anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, it's an endangered thing, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people have exotic endangered pets.
Some
believe that they're doing their part to save the endangered species.
Yeah,
it's not really true.
Yeah, no, you have like a, you know...
Exotic pet owners are assholes.
I have a Bengal tiger and a hobbit.
But I do want a hobbit.
Chained up in the yard.
I think it's wrong to keep exotic animals as pets. I think it's immoral. And bad for the environment, but I do want a hobbit. I'm gonna go hypocrite get a hobbit.
Do you think you've got, you know, the resources though to care for a hobbit, because they eat quite a bit?
Yeah, they have all those meals.
They have multiple
first
meals.
Breakfast, second breakfast, breakfast, yeah,
lunches, other lunches.
Well, I'll just leave a bowl of hobbit kibbles. And then they can help themselves. Hobbits and bits. Yeah. There's hobbit kibbles. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, and then they can...
They can eat when they want to.
Yeah, or you get one of those, like, giant tubes with the dispenser. And they can learn to dispense their own kibble.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just, like, paw at it and the kibble comes out. Yeah. Yeah, hobbit kibble.
Yeah, no, that seems reasonable.
Yeah. Excellent. I'll get one of those. And maybe get, like, a golem. I want one of those.
Do you really? I mean, those, I've heard those are difficult to maintain, to keep.
Well, people get fucking snakes and shit. Why can't I have a golem? I'll keep it in a cage.
I'm just saying you need to, I would do some research first to understand exactly, you know, the proper care and feeding of a golem.
You just make sure it has its ring. It'll be fine.
Well, yeah, that's an important thing. That's an important thing.
They don't really eat, do they?
What about, do you think you'd ever want, like, a Smaug?
I would like a Smaug, but I don't know where I'd keep it. They're so large.
Smaugs are generally quite large.
They're huge, and I don't think I have the space for
you need
a Smaug.
Good yard. You need a big yard for a Smaug.
Yeah, I think a Smaug would get sad.
Yeah,
because it's too enclosed.
Well, you also like it's you need a cave system nearby too.
Well, yeah, a giant pile of gold.
Yeah, so there's a lot of other. Issues you have to take into consideration when owning a Smaug.
Yeah, I don't think that's a responsible choice. I think Smaug should be left in the wild.
Yeah.
But I don't see any problem with getting a hobbit or two.
Yeah.
And maybe a golem.
You going to domesticate them or you want to just keep them free range?
The hobbits I'll domesticate.
Yeah.
And the golem I'll keep in a cage in the yard.
Okay, so...
Like a large cage.
Yeah, cage golem.
Yeah, cage golem.
Yeah. Well, that's... Yeah, it's the proper way to care for
probably fowls. Probably have a smaller cage inside of a larger cage, and that way, like,
just in case
the kids won't like reach in.
Yeah, obviously, because he'll snap fingers off.
Oh yeah, I don't want to get sued.
Yeah, no, you gotta have that. You gotta watch out for the kids.
Yeah, kids, when they see golems, they want to touch them.
Yeah,
that's how kids are.
Well, kids are curious.
Yeah, and golems are weird looking.
Yeah, and you know, so you want to poke at it.
Yeah,
But you'll lose a finger.
Yeah, you might.
Okay? And you don't want that. Yeah.
Well, kids can be dumb, but you know, if you want to poke at it, try it with a stick first.
Well, yeah, that's the proper way to poke at a golem.
With a
but
stick.
Children don't necessarily know that.
They don't know that. You know? Well, they don't know that a golem can be very dangerous.
Exactly.
Very dangerous.
That's why I think it is responsible to have the dual cage system.
Yeah.
You know, much like having a fence around your pool.
Yeah.
It's important. You want to avoid accidents, and it's nice to hear that you're a responsible parent.
I am. I don't want my kid getting hurt by a golem.
Yeah, excellent.
That's all there is to it. I'd also like to get a Liam Neeson.
To guard
the golem.
Yeah.
Like,
and to prevent your family from being taken.
Yes, and if they do get taken, he'll know what to do.
Well, because he has a particular set of skills.
He does. He does. And he'll tell me right away.
Yeah, immediately.
If my family's been taken.
Yeah.
Your family's been taken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow these instructions.
Yeah. That's just good security. That's just good home security.
Yeah.
It gives you peace of mind.
Yeah.
A Liam Neeson gives you peace of mind.
I need a Liam Neeson. It'd be good to have a Liam Neeson. I'd like a Liam Neeson and a Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Like both of those.
Yeah.
In the home.
Well, yeah, the Statham is really good if you have to transport things.
Yes, which I often do.
Yeah.
He's really good at especially I have to transport a lot of young Asian women.
Yeah.
Which he excels at that.
He's really good at that. Very meticulous, Stathams are. They're detail-oriented.
Yes, they have a very strict set of rules.
Yeah, and that's important when you're transporting things.
Yeah, and it's important. I think that'd be good for my son to have that sort of structure in his life.
Yeah.
Sets a good example.
Yeah, and that's, no, it's good. It's, you know, you're being a responsible parent, you're being responsible about things you need to transport.
This is what I'm saying.
And it's a good, yeah, no, you're a very well-rounded and grounded person.
I am, yeah. I am. So, yeah, so I'm going to go to New Zealand and get the Hobbits, and I'll pick up a Statham when I go to Scotland. Is he Scottish?
Well, I think if he's not, I mean, it's nearby.
Oh, Pa, I'll hop over to.
Yeah, you can hop over. You can always do a hop over.
And Liam Neeson's, that you get those in Ireland.
Ireland, yeah. Yeah. So that's right in the same region, same area. So
yeah.
I should be able to, box up most of those pretty quickly.
Yeah. Send them on home.
Yeah, and then transport them home. And,
well, yeah, if I get to stay them, he'll.
Yeah, no, he'll take care of it all.
He'll take care of
which is
nice.
All.
Yeah. That's good.
So, it's like your own Expedia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm excited about all these travels.
It's nice. It's very nice. Well, I think that about wraps it up.
Oh, great. It's a great show you have.
Yeah, and so I would like to thank my guest, Todd Robert Anderson, for joining us on the Toncast. I am Gustav Sobieski, and until next time, safe travels, happy travels, see you later.